The vicious sectarian violence in the Central African Republic continued this past week, even as Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, visited Thursday to make an appeal for peace. It was a significant trip for the ambassador. She began her career as a journalist and an activist and became a vocal critic of the U.S. response to atrocities and genocides. NPR's Michelle Kellerman traveled with the ambassador and brought us this interview from her trip.
You covered the Balkans as a journalist, written a lot about genocide prevention. Are there similarities to what you've seen in your career in other places there in CAR?
Well, the most worrying feature of the situation right now in the Central African Republic is that people who, until recently, spoke so unthinkingly about their religious identity, these communities are totally intermingled. You know, so many mixed marriages, Muslim kids going to Catholic schools and vice versa. The worry now, though, is that they are thinking of themselves, some anyway, are thinking about themselves as Central African Muslims or Central African Christians. And that is a very new dynamic, and one, when coupled with insecurity and fear, can be very combustible. So it's very important that people who have suffered and survived violence of this nature feel as if something's being done about it. And the problem right now is the something that's being done about it is revenge killings. So the key now is for the international community, but also the leaders in the Central African Republic, whether faith leaders, community leaders, or political leaders, to come out and make clear that those who have committed crimes of this nature will be held accountable, because otherwise there is a risk that they will take justice into their own hands.
You were an activist before, speaking out about a lot of these issues. Now you're in this policymaking position. Do you worry that the U.S. has really little leverage in a lot of these situations? I mean, even this week we've seen South Sudan, where the U.S. has invested a lot, the situation deteriorate.
You know, it's true that the United States doesn't get to snap its fingers and, you know, make tribes in South Sudan that have been in some tension with one another for some time and who've had violent episodes. We don't make those tensions go away just by showing up. But I think what is our responsibility to do is to ask ourselves in times like this, how can we engage diplomatically in a fashion that will encourage people to walk back from the brink in the Central African Republic and in South Sudan?
One just final question, just about being a government official now. Is it frustrating at times? I mean, when you look at something like Syria, where you have hundreds of thousands of refugees in another winter.
I would say it's less frustrating than it is just purely heartbreaking. Seeing barrel bombs dropped on children affects me exactly the same way today. The difference today is that I throw myself into, you know, an internal policy process and, on the president's direction, try to make sure we've looked under every stone to see is there more we can do to affect the calculus of people who would perpetrate such monstrous crimes. So I feel privileged to actually be able to do something with the heartbreak that I feel day to day.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was Ambassador Samantha Power in Chad speaking with NPR's Michelle Kellerman. You're listening to NPR News.